So, Chip, let's introduce our special guest.
Let's introduce our special guest. It's my second cousin, Mason.
So how old are you, Mason?
I'm 11.
11 years old. And what are you doing here on the Isle of Wight?
We came for a holiday to spend some time with you. And today we went to Robin Hill.
Yeah.
It was great. We saw loads of peacocks and, yeah, we basically just came here to see our family and spend some time with them.
Yeah, so you've been here for a few days and you went to Robin Hill today. Did you see the owls and the falcons, some of the birds?
Yes, actually, we did. They did a display at the bottom of a hill near the falcon centre.
Yeah.
We watched a load of falcons. One nearly got my head off.
They do fly really low, don't they?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, we've been there and I think one nearly landed on your head, Chip.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's really good fun. And what else have you been doing on the island over the last few days over Easter?
Well, on Easter, I am pretty sure we played some board games and pool. And then I think a couple of days after, we went to a horse sanctuary where I was able to ride a pony for the first time. And you should have seen my face. I was terrified.
Did you have any trouble getting onto the horse?
Yes.
Did you have some help?
Yeah, I had to have some help, yeah.
Yeah, and what did you think about? Was it your first experience riding a horse?
Yeah, actually, it was. I mean, I knew that there would be people there to protect me. And I had safety equipment on.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just a little rocky at the start.
Yeah.
And you eventually get used to it. So at first I was gripping onto the saddle, scared for my life. And then I began to move gradually away from the saddle and I started holding onto the reins, no other support.
Wow. And when you were sitting on the horse, did you have a straight back or did you hunch over a little bit?
I was hunched over most of the time. But then on my second lap, my mum told me, oh, get straight back.
Wow.
We also went to Blackgown Shrine. What was your favourite bit about Blackgown Shrine?
I've got to say, probably the water ride at near the end of the park, because I went on both of them, the plug hole and the open one, and I've also raced my sister. And
did you win?
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah.
So you've been here for a few days over Easter and the weather's been really kind and you've been to the beach and you've done lots of wonderful things. So what's your impression of the Isle of Wight?
It's a beautiful place, honestly. I wish you could stay here for longer, but, you know, when your time's over, your time's over. So you've
got to go back. You have to go back home, don't you?
Yeah.
And you, because you live in Coventry, don't you, with your family?
Yeah.
And I guess you'll be coming back to the Isle of Wight again soon, won't you?
Yeah.
As soon as you can. Maybe in the summer.
Hopefully.
It's a possibility. Anyway, Mason, it's really lovely to talk to you and thank you for your insight into the Isle of Wight and your experience. Is there anything else? Would you like to do a shout out to anybody? Any of your friends, perhaps?
Well,
your family?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out my granddad and my nan because they've been there for me throughout my whole life.
Yeah.
And they've always taken good care of me. And my granddad was with Robin Hill today.
Oh, wonderful, yes.
And we saw him and we like, yeah, it was quite funny when we took him on the pirate ship ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, his face, it was priceless.
He was a bit frightened. Anyway, Mason, it's wonderful to talk to you. And we're going to have another song now, Chip, aren't we?
We are. Thank you, Mason.
It's fine.